KFA-BRD. WAQJE, Saginaw. WAQJE, Saginaw. KFA-BLX, monitoring. Oh, you got a copy on me. KFA-BLX, I don't know who that was. You're holding the repeater, but your audio is just way too scratchy for recognition. Try it again, maybe if you move around a little bit or something. I-5-8-E-T-E. The name is Al. And I'm on a portable. I was hearing shields. Go ahead. Now, that one was a little bit better, but it's just really, really stretchy. Really, really hard to tell what you're saying there, bud. Maybe try talking into the radio a little bit louder and see if that works. Maybe I can catch you over the scratchy that way. Yeah, okay there. Yeah, I'm out here in Shields, and I'm on an HD. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You've got to move around a little bit, and maybe you can hear me there. Go ahead. Yeah, definitely much better. Much better on that one. Out in Shields. Huh. What repeater are you hitting out of Shields? I'm wondering. I am in New Lothrop, and I am working out of the front repeater, the 147.38. Okay, yeah, real good there. Real good. I am going to the Bay City repeater, and it's quite a distance for me there, but that antenna's up in the air. Pretty good there. It's a Bay City repeater. It's a 3-1. Go ahead.
Copy that. Yeah, that's a good haul from Shields. If you're going into the Bay City repeater, well, it's actually, I can't remember where it been relocated to. I know it's not exactly in Bay City anymore. They relocated it somewhere else now, and I forgot where it was already. But, yeah, it's definitely a good haul. Definitely a good haul for a handheld. I'm also on a handheld. It's a 10-watt TYT, and I'm using a homemade 2-meter ladder line antenna that's actually only about, probably about 7 foot off the ground. So I'm just kind of playing around with this right now. I'm actually waiting on another unit to come and get delivery with another antenna, and then hopefully I'll get out a little bit further.
Yeah, real good there, real good. Yeah, you're doing a good job. You're getting in there real good. And, yeah, I've got a Texas call sign there. I've been in and out of the hobby since I was 12. I'm 66 now. And I'm just now getting back into it. And I think you're about my third contact I've made. So, since I've been back on the air there. But...
All right, well, good deal. Glad to hear you're out of the hospital. I can relate. I've been spending some trips in and out myself, fighting a little bit of a couple different things here, a little bit of cancer and a bone disease that I just can't seem to shake, I mean, a bone infection. But yeah, it sounds really good, like I said, and welcome back. Always good to hear more voices out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's funny you said that, because, yeah, I'm real sorry to hear about your problems there. I was in the hospital, but I didn't say that I was in the hospital. That's kind of funny that you came back and said that. I said I moved back from Texas. I'm from Saginaw. I moved to Texas, and I got in a real bad car accident, and I decided I'd rather come back here and be around family and friends, and some crazy person hit me head on, some drug addict, and I'm lucky I'm alive, I'm lucky I'm walking, so, you know, I gotta count my blessings, you know. But, we're sorry to hear about you there. I hope you keep continuing to be... I'm a long-winded person. Hey, I'm going to jump out of here. I just got some company there. But, hey, real nice talking to you there. Hey, I-5, ECD. I'll be listening to you out there.
All right. Well, yeah, good talking to you, too. Sorry about the misunderstanding there. I just misheard that, I guess. It sounds like that was a heck of an accident there. But, like I said, it's good to have you back on the air. Good to have you back in Michigan. Hope you're coming along good and taking it easy there. And I will let you go with that. So, KI5ZWKF8. Bravo Lima X-ray, and I'm clear on your final.
So good, good. I didn't catch your name there. The name here is Al. Al Lima. And I didn't catch your name there. I'll listen to you out there. And you have a great East Bay and a great evening. Hey, I-5. I almost hit my old call there. Almost. I thought, go ahead then.
Alrighty there, Al. My name is Rick, and like I said, I'm out of New Lothrop, which is dead smack right in the middle between Saginaw and Flint. So, you have yourself a great rest of your day there. Enjoy your company. 73 to you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Okay, 73. Yeah, I apologize.
KF8 VRD, am I making it into this repeater? KF8BRG, I think it was, and KF8BLX here. Yep, you're making it in and sounding pretty good. Just a little bit of bacon fry behind you there.
Copy. I just wanted to see, to figure out which repeater this is exactly. Everything's gotten jumbled up in these radios, but all right. I'm out of Charlotte over here. Name's Jim. I'm sorry.
I'm
going to
guess you're probably
Grand Rapids.
There, Jim. I'm out of. I'm coming through the 147.38 out of Flint. So I'm guessing you're coming out of the old Bay City there. The 146.31 is going to be my guess. My name's Rick. I'm in New Lothrop.
On the 147 repeater, I don't know what the receive suffix is, but yeah. Actually, it's out of Grand Ledge. I just got corrected by my wife.
Huh, that's different. I haven't heard that one before. I don't know. They've got these things spread out all over the place, and then they just keep kind of interlinking them together, so it changes quite a bit. It's almost like you hear a new one every other day. But, yeah, definitely sounding good. Definitely coming through nice and clear. Like I said, just a little bit of bacon fry back there, but nothing you can't get over.
I copy. Well, it was nice talking to you. Gosh, I forgot your name. I heard you tell it to the other gentleman. But anyways, name's Jim, and I'll go clear. 73.
All right, Jim. Have yourself a good one there, too. 73, the name is Rick, KF8BLX, and I'm clear. KM8DAD, monitoring.
KB8SWR.
I heard you, and it'll be you.
Morning, Mike.
No, but we're already on the right frequency.
Oh, that Max guy, he's the best. KB8DON, KB8SWR. Mike, did you see Max's text? Is that the frequency we're on?
What was that, Jeff?
Max just sent a text. He said he was calling on 7234. Is that the frequency we're on?
Yeah, I don't know if Terrence can send it. I'm outside. I'm walking in right now. Test, 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 test. Yeah. Running 26 watts. Hang on. Hand it to a BU.
Did you bump it up to 5,000? Man, it's hot out there. Yeah, was over on 28, we're waiting for these stadiums, Jeff, and it might not happen tonight, but Peter's not going to drop till the nut's over, so there's no squelch, there's open squelch till the nut's over, so you don't have to, Kerchunk, it's not your equipment malfunctioning, the repeater will stay up until the HF nut's over. Keep me at SWR.
Statewide exchange of information and ID occurring out common.
And ARR.
RRL section level net. Regular participate and include your section officials, NTS officials, assessments, and representatives for these groups. This is KHJVD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of the emergency coordinator in Washtenaw County in District 2. So far from the pre-net group, the only one I've got is KEAGON. We tried to start on 40 meters, but nobody could hear anything, so we moved down here to 3932. KEAGON need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
KV at SWR.
Bravo Echo.
KV at SWR.
Okay, I have NASDE and KB8SWR. Any other stations?
Yeah, KW8OVU.
I have N8OVU in my stations, please.
Zero Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee.
Okay, I have KBAY in the other station.
Bravo.
I have WB8EQZ in the other station. Okay, this is Michigan. ARCSC NEC. My name is Jim, KJBD, and I'm NEC Control. Are there any stations out there wishing to check in? Please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, so I guess we will move on down the list here. First, I will call on KEADON and your comments, sir.
All right, KAGBD, KEADON, good afternoon, everybody on the Michigan ARCS team. Not a lot of hope that you are going on. We did have a nice exercise last week. It was a drill for Fermi T. We've got another one in early August, and then the evaluated exercise will be toward the end of the month. Cobalt Magnet is a big exercise that is coming to Michigan, and that's going to be happening next summer. We have an in-progress review. The last time I was in one of the climate missions, it was all week long, and it was most of the week, and it was down in Lansing. This one, thankfully, will just be on Teams for a couple of hours. And the family workers afternoon. Other than that, I have a quiet week ahead, which is good. I'll be getting ready to go on vacation myself. I will not be at station next week, so hopefully someone will be able to take the net and run with it. Most likely that will be Brett, it's great. It's great. It's great.
KADON, this is KAGBD. Yeah, it's good to take a little break and get ready for some of the action. We plan on at least activating Washtenaw EOC down here for the August 27th in Fort Monroe. Other than that, thanks very much for your comments, sir, and enjoy your time off. You've earned it. Let's move next to N8SDE. Dave.
Yeah, KDD in the net. This is N8SDE. And I don't have a whole lot for you other than we hit 90 degrees today, and so it's looks a little warmer than usual. We're still having all kinds of construction going on in the neighborhood, and they even had the pavers in here today, this morning, on Sunday, which kind of surprised. Typically have not been here on the weekends, but I guess maybe they feel it was getting a little behind. So our particular road here in front of the house has not had much work done on it yet, but the side road we're on a corner lot. They have essentially blocked us out of our driveway for the last 4 days because they were redoing the concrete apron and there to get that all ready to be able to rip up the road and replace the road. And so we just now got the chance to put our cars back in the driveway. There's just a lot of crazy stuff going on around here. So that's all I've got at this moment. And I did try listening to both of you guys, both up on 40 and on 80. There's been class flares going on over the last 10 or 12 hours. And they just keep popping away and just causing blackouts. So good luck.
Hi, this is KAJDD. Yeah, one of the things, just before I start the net up there, Delta massively whacked me, and it was just blanking out everything. Nice big waves coming through, just like deep crashing in the storm. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir, and yeah, all kinds of the simplest things in life that make you really happy, like parking your car in your own driveway, your own garage. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KD8SWR.
Hey, man. Always something going on. Yesterday we spent some time putting some more microwave stuff up and building more, helping more, trying to build some more partnerships and make it better for everybody. So glad we did it yesterday and not today. It's pretty warm out there today. Always something going on. Back to you, KBSWR.
Hi, KBSWR, KJBD. Particularly if the excrement hits the rotating oscillator. Thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to N8OBU.
Nothing new here. Enjoying the weather. I've been working outside. Thanks for being in that control. And yeah, I came here before I went to 40, but and we'll survive it. But thanks for being in that control. And it'll be you.
Hi, NAW. Thanks for following us over. I sort of yin-yanged you around a little bit today. Was not expecting, based on the FEMA, that 40 would be that ugly, but it's amazing how fast things get crazy. Anyway, thanks very much for all you do. Keep us all connected up on the VHF and UHF link. Certainly appreciate that. So, thank you for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KD8AY. KD8ABD.
KD8ABD in the net. This is KD8AY. We're back in the convective weather syndrome, which causes me to take down my antennas for my RMF station. It took us about 20, 40, and 80, and over the last month, I've got about 120. So, 40 for a test for actual RMF.
I know here in Wausau, we certainly appreciate the classes you've been putting on and trying to help us get linked up into more of the WinLink expertise there. And new RMS, possibly in one of the neighboring counties, would be a really nice thing to have. Once again, thanks very much for what you do for us here in Wausau, and thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WB8QZ.
Well, people have been up in Dallas mostly now, kind of just obviously the benefit. UHF Hub, disconnected.
Hey, Eric.
8-DLX. Monitoring.
TF-80 Whale. TF-80 Whale.